All right, good afternoon, everyone. I'm Wei Bai from the University of Maryland. Today, I'm going to present our work, User Attitudes Toward Security and Usability Trade-offs for Key Directory Encryption Systems. OK, so first, let me briefly recall what end-to-end encryption is. So suppose two people are communicating each other online happily, but there's some bad guys want to sniff what they say. OK, these bad guys can be hackers, governments, misbehaving employees, or the company itself. So end-to-end encryption, we have to solve this problem to encrypt every message, and only end users can decrypt the message, so that the bad guys cannot know what the message is. Okay, so among all the components of end-to-end encryption systems, key match model is considered to be the most, the biggest obstacle to make a system applicable. Okay, so to evaluate the key match models, we use two dimensions. One is secure, and one is easy to use. And the ideal model should be in the upper corner, but currently the models can be classified roughly into two types and approximately arranged in the positions shown in the graph. All right, so the first model is called exchange or PGP-like model. In this model, users need to change their public locks manually out of band. So for here, we use the metaphor public locks instead of public keys, which is suggested by Tong et al.'s work. So we use these metaphors in our study, and we also use these metaphors in today's presentation. Okay, so the example system deploying this model is PGP. So the usability of this model has been improved significantly during the past 20 years, but it's still not very popular. So it still lies in the left half of the plane. All right, so the second model is called restriction or key directory-based model. So in this model, when users register for a service, so let's say an email service, so every user will get a local key pair on their local device, and their locks will be automatically stored in the, let's say, the email provider. And then this email provider will be responsible for distributing logs to the correct users. Okay, so the example system deploying this model right now are WhatsApp and iMessage, where in WhatsApp currently, users can optionally verify the recipient's identities, but in a message, they cannot. But this central design leaves the server itself the ability to do something bad, which allows some security experts. Okay, so we are very interested about the general users' opinions, how they evaluate these two models. Because for experts, they quite understand the technical differences between the two models quite well. However, they may just think general users do not understand the security of each model at all. So instead, they may just recommend the most secure one to end users. However, choosing what model to use is actually a security and usability trade-off. And we do not know yet how general users will evaluate these trade-offs. Okay, so while for the people with a high need for top secrecy, like journalists or political activists, so they have already well represented in previous literature, but these people, will be danger if their privacy breaks, so their views on the trade-offs might be different from the general users who still want privacy, but in a non-life and death situation. Besides, these services deploying the different models are used by millions of users, which have a great impact on the whole security community. Okay, so it's very important to ask how do general users consider security and usability trade-offs between exchange and the registration models. Okay, so to answer this question, we designed a study, and in today's presentation, I'm going to present our methodology, participants, results, and summary. Okay, so we designed a within subjects lab study where we invited participants through several ways, for example, email listservs, online platforms, and flyers. So in the study, each participant will try both models sequentially. So they will try the first one and then the second one. Okay, so within each model, they will learn some high-level concepts of the model and complete a series of email tasks and learn about the security properties and give us a short feedback for that model. So we gave participants the paper instructions to let them be familiar with the tasks as well as security properties. And finally, they will give us the overall feedback to compare the two models. So we chose the weighting sub-study because we were primarily interested in how participants would evaluate the trade-offs between the two models. Besides, in order to offset the ordering effect in the study, we varied the sequence of the two models presented to participants, as well as the sequence of the task doing and secure learning. All right, so in the study, we adapted an existing Chrome extension called MailVloop to design both two models and also minimize the differences between two models, except for the log exchange process. Besides, we tried to make the log exchange process as frictionless as possible in the reservation in the exchange model. Okay, so in the study, participants will complete a series of event tasks. First, they will generate or register a lock and key pair. And then we can change email with one person, Alice. So as we mentioned before, participants don't need to exchange their public logs in the registration model. Okay, so they will exchange email with two people, Bob and Carl. And then to scale a little bit, imagine exchanging email with 10 people. Finally, then you'll think about some misconfigurations, for example, losing or publicizing their own private keys. So we think these misconfigurations are important because they may compromise user security in reality. OK, so besides for this test doing, we also present some threats for each model. In exchange model, we showed a man-in-the-middle attack and also tell participants that this threat doesn't have utility because it requires a mallet, is a named attacker, to have much power and resources to achieve this. Well, in the registration model, we showed a similar attack, except that this attack is launched by the email provider itself. So participants need to trust the email provider in this model. So we call this model the primary registration model because later we will present two variations. Okay, so the first variation is called confidentiality as a service, or CAS. So we're the third-party service here as an intermediary to help to encrypt the email. Both these two parties cannot read the email, but if they collaborate, both of them can. Okay, so in this model, participants need to trust the two parties do not collaborate. Okay, so the second variation is auditing model. In this model, all the logs are still stored in the email provider, but there's some auditors or software to ensure that the public logs are distributed correctly to correct users. Otherwise, these parties will alert users. Okay, so in this model, users need to trust the auditors and all the software on their devices. Alrighty, regarding our participants, we have 52 in total, which are a little bit younger than average people. We have more male participants and more technical than general population. However, we also measure their security expertise with an existing skill with a total score of 5.5. So the lower score is, the less security expertise they have. So only two of our participants score 3 or higher. So most of our participants still have little experiences with computer security. Okay, so we adapted two types of data. For the quantitative data, they are all 5-point Likert scale responses. And then we applied the cumulative linked mixed regression model to analyze them. For qualitative data, so they are open-coded independently by two researchers, and they met to resolve all differences until they reach the consensus. Okay, so I'm going to present some our results. So let's compare the usability of the two models. So we asked them to rate whether sending and receiving encrypted email to 10 people. This task would be difficult. Difficult we define here is intellectually challenging. So the dark brown in the left means strong disagree, and dark blue in the right means strongly agree. And the exchange and registration is which model to be rated, and first and second means whether this model is seen first or second. So we can see there's more disagrees in this graph. All right, so we also asked them to rate whether the same task would be cumbersome. So cumbersome here we define as tedious. So we can see there's more agrees in the exchange model than the registration one. Okay, so regarding to compare these two models, our analysis showed a significant difference that the exchange model was dramatically more cumbersome and somewhat more difficult. So for example, this problem says the exchange model is time consuming, especially sending urgent emails. I have no choice but to wait for the correspondence public logs. All right, next let's see the perceived security gap between the two models. And surprisingly, we found this perceived gap is small. So because in exchange model, our participant found the manual effort may lead to vulnerability. Well, in the registration model, there's some concern, but generally trusted. Okay, so we ask our participant to rate whether each model protected their privacy. And in this graph, we can show we can see there are a lot of agrees here. So in total, 48 participants trusted the exchange model, and 38 trusted the registration one. Besides, we also found the order participants saw each model played a significant role. So participants who saw registration model first were more comfortable with it. Okay, so specifically in exchange model, more than half of our participants were concerned about the security of the medium used to exchange logs. So for example, RT7 said there are too many exchanges between different people. Exchanging logs too many people may go wrong. Well, in the primary registration model, 10 participants trust their own email provider, and 7 participants were specific about which kind of providers they would trust. Okay, so for example, RT10 said big companies like Google and Yahoo don't do such things unless the government forces them to do so. In general, it's secure. Okay, regarding the two variations of the registration model, we found some meaningful but additional perceived securities. For example, ESA said in CS model, if one party is screwed up, you have another one to protect the email. You are still safe. ET13 commenting the auditing model said, obviously it's extra secure. Other parties are verifying it. Okay, so we also found some interesting concerns about these two variations. For example, RS1 said in CS model, involving more systems may complicate the system, the whole system, so it is less secure. And RS next said in auditing model, I want to know who these auditors are, their reputations, and whether they are truly independent. All right, so after evaluating each model, we then ask participants to compare two models by rating their willingness to use each model in the future. So here, the graph shows their ratings look like similar. And indeed, our analysis do not find a significant difference between the two models for their personal use. Okay, however, we do find a difference in what scenarios they want to use for each model. So the registration model is found to have more broad use. There are a total of 15 participants would like to use in general email or in large scale. On the contrast, the exchange model is used only for high security information or at a small scale. So among the 27 participants who want to use this model, only one wants to use in general email, and no one wants to send in large scale. Okay, I want to mention one more thing across the different models. To say how participants handle their misconfigurations. And we found our participants overall handle the misconfigurations quite well. So 75% of our participants can correctly answer all the misconfiguration scenarios well. And 30% can correctly answer at least 3 of the questions. And the rest of the 12 can at most answer 2 questions. But we also found some interesting answers when they think about these misconfigurations. For example, let's look at a scenario that, what about you lose your private key? Okay, so this guy said he wants to recover the keys from a backup, such as USB drive, rather than generating a new key pair. Well, another one said, I will send my email to a third person trust and ask that person to encrypt email for me and to my recipients. Similarly, he will decrypt the response email to me for me and forward it to me. Well, this shows that our participants really think hard about how to handle these misconfigurations. but unfortunately, he misses the potential for the email to be captured at the first step. All right, so as a summary, we found it is possible to explain the high-level concepts and the risks of encryption to users. So instead of overwhelming the imperfection of registration model, so our work has good implications for policymakers, system designers, or even journalists to help the users place them in the context and trust their decisions. Also, our participants can think about their trade-offs effectively and also trying to think about using different models in different scenarios. So as a result, our participants found the registration model is more convenient than the exchange model, but this perceived security gap between them is small. Well, in the study, although we used a, so our tutorial was not exactly designed for maximum utility, so there's still room for improvement for this tutorial. And also we use a hands-on tutoring, so which may be hard to convince users to spend time reading the tutorials by their own in reality. But in our study, we do show near best case possibility of explaining this high, complex information to users, at least when they are motivated or interested. All right, thank you, I'm open to questions.
So you mentioned this right at the end about you had really good tutorials, and I think that is encouraging that we can teach people about these complicated key models.
Mm-hmm.
But how do you think we do engage people? If we look at the prior research in this area, it shows that people a lot of times struggle to read those tutorials, that they're not interested, they just want to jump in and use it. Do you have any ideas based on what you saw from participants and how you might be able to motivate them to absorb this information and sit around long enough to do so?
Right, that's a good question. So currently, I think WhatsApp has a good step that already rule out all the end-to-end encryption. And they have some good indicators that when you send the messages. So it says, okay, so this your message has been end-to-end encrypted. So this kind of example, but we haven't looked into this in depth, but the high level for here is that for system designers, they can put some high-level tutorials or using maybe some comics to illustrate the security properties and let the users know.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah.
Just in your exchange variant, did you have these users check the validity or check the fingerprints of the other's keys?
Okay, so in this study, we do not. So we did this intentionally because there are some studies before shows that the we call it validation is one of the biggest or hardest part to help users to know this. And users can easily get confused about the already the encryption keys and the validation keys. So yeah, but currently, I mentioned in the presentation that the WhatsApp already has some optional to verify the users. Yeah.
So I wanted to ask about the registration model.
Sure.
You started out, and I was assuming you were going to compare PGP, whether I exchange keys, or a PGP where I have a directory. And then you threw CAS in there, and that kind of took me off guard. And so it seems like in the registration model, you taught them about a PGP publisher lock and also an IBE where someone else manages my private key. And those are very, very different security models with some very strong opinions in the community. Did you find that do you think your users really appreciated the difference between those two, or it felt to me like they were kind of quite closely lumped together? So I'd be interested to hear more comments about that.
Sure. So I think your question is about whether like sharing their public keys in PGP about in a third party service like the key server.
No, if I understand, CAS is more like identity based encryption where the CAS server has the user's private key. Did that was that explained to the user, or am I incorrect?
We didn't look into in depth. So I think one reason is that in identity, in IBE, there's the private keys are distributed by the third party service.
Yes.
So this third party service can exactly know the private keys. Well, in these two models, all their private keys are stored locally, only known to users. So I think there's a difference from the IBE, but we didn't test the IBE in our study.
Anchor Speaker.
Thanks.